Yeah. Yeah, and my airplanes, two of them are still flying.
Really?
Somewhere in the world. I don't know. I know of one of them. And it is interesting to think that 50 years later, we got the same airplanes, basically. We could do the same thing over again.
I'll tell you an interesting, well, maybe it's not interesting, but it is an experience. They had a Ford Trimotor down in Plant City. The thing is well over 80-something years old, and I took a ride in it, and everybody said, oh, we're not getting on that 83-year-old airplane. That plane was better maintained than most planes I've
Absolutely,
seen.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And my mentor in flying, Bob Francis, got an opportunity to fly one of those Trimotors. And he said it was really a neat airplane, and it was well-maintained.
Well, the wing is so wide that it wallows through the air. It doesn't bump.
Yeah. It's
And the seats were nicer than the 757 I just flew, and you actually had some leg room.
Yeah, and they were heated, too, because they were afraid the passengers would be cold sitting in the airplane, and that was true.
But we flew with the windows open. It was summertime, I believe, but it was a great flight. It was actually very pleasant.
Well, we had a lot of fun. We pioneered a lot of things in broadcast, a lot of things that are done today nobody had thought of.
Give me a couple of them for our audience.
In 1960, all commercials were played off of reel-to-reel tape, and they had just come out with this wonderful thing called a cart machine. And so at LCY, we had some of the first cart machines.
Those were a cartridge with a loop of tape in them, and you would put a song on it, and you could just shove this cartridge into a machine, press a button, and it would start instantly rather than threading a tape.
8-track, only the cartridge is a little different. And this was wonderful because with Top 40 radio, you know, you needed the disc jockey needed to have sound effects and everything else immediately available. So by pioneering this, well, nobody knew what to do with them. Nobody knew how to use them. So we had to get the disc jockeys together. Roy and I had to sit down and figure out how to work them and how they would make the programming, because in Top 40 radio, you can't have any silence. And so we had a great deal of fun doing that, and we were an interesting force in the community. If you got time, I'll give you one more cute little story about it, though. When Roy Nelson came to WLCY, and it was decided that WLCY was going all music, Top 40, the best advertiser they had on WLCY was First Federal Savings and Loan of St. Petersburg.
I remember that.
Well, it turned out that the minute they heard what we were doing, Raleigh Green, who was the head of it, said, cancel all advertising. First Federal is a class organization. We do not advertise on a kid's radio station. Roy said, Mr. Green, I understand how you feel, but would you do something for me? The story is, Raleigh said, well, sure. He said, you've got all these old people coming down to First Federal the first of every month to get their passbook stamped that they have their Social Security,
right?
Can you ask your tellers to ask them what radio station they listen to? And to Raleigh Green's amazement, many of the little old ladies said they listened to WLCY, which caused us to get some little old ladies and say, why? And we got the tellers to ask why, and they said, it makes me feel young.
Oh, man.
And Raleigh called up and said, you know that advertising I canceled? Forget it. We're one of your top sponsors. And he was.
What's the real name of Dancing Dan and Captain Dan?
Dan Lunnan.
You've let it out finally.
Right. I finally did, yeah.
Thank you, Dan. I'm going to turn it back to John Sipes.
Hey, how are you?
Dead air.
Good.
Dead air, John. You used to do that to me all the time.
We're not supposed to do dead air. Okay, Roger P. Shulman has been talking for a very long time.
Yes, I've been talking to Dan Lunnan. He is Captain Dan and Dancing Dan of WLCY. He did the first traffic reports from the air in this area after a wonderful experience in a helicopter over the Festival of States parade many, many years ago.
Wow.
And he ended up in an airplane after that because Ray Halls were too cheap to fly. But he was the first, before even Al Ford.
Yeah, even though he was on with us a little bit earlier with Dr. Chuck, Tony Sanfilippo.
Hey, who's he? I never heard of him.
Yeah, and you obviously can recognize that that's his. You got to get yourself a job as a voice impersonator for.
Hey, I mean, you know, I was the voice of Rodney in Tampa.
Yeah.
For about 3 years.
Right.
Everybody was coming to me and saying, oh, you got to do a spot for me with doing the Rodney, doing the Rodney. And then Rodney dies and nobody wants to do Rodney anymore.
Well, Rodney is an eternal voice.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know, it wasn't easy.
We need to do that. We've got to get you back out in the commercial, whatchamacallit, but not just here, but across America.
The spirit of Rodney.
Absolutely. Because you're a really good guy. Tony and I worked together at the old 570 a zillion years ago, and just a marvel.
Sure it wasn't a quadrillion?
A zillion, 463 trillion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think you're close.
That's my
to
number.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And but anyway, I wanted to acknowledge you. I know that you were on earlier with Dr. Chuck, but I myself wanted to acknowledge you because you're really first-class people, even though I only say that about you in front of your face.
Yes, I know that. I can imagine what you say behind my back.
That's great. So,
but that's okay. It's reciprocal.
Yes. I want you to know.
How do you like that? Where did I come up with a word like that?
That's a big word for the day. But I want you to know, I'm not going to go in the direction of the... Because you're having a tough time right now, and we don't want to linger on that. We got to find the way to get you back where you belong, and that's on top.
I would love to get back into radio. This problem that I have with my brain, you know, it's hard for me. I'll sit in a conversation with somebody, and I'll be there 20 minutes carrying on a conversation, and then all of a sudden it'll just go blank for me. And, you know, I'm kind of afraid to try and do that on the air and get by with it. It's kind of hard.
I'll tell you, off the air, not on the air. Well, let's not do this here. But there are some possible answers to that. So we will discuss that. Well, in the next week or so, or two or three, really quick, we got to go have a nice, light, inexpensive sandwich together.
Sounds
and,
good to me,
talk.
As long as you're buying.
Okay, well, each of us will stop at a 7-Eleven along the way. You can go in and say, hey, we need some cash. They'll oblige, and I'll drive the getaway car.
Oh, wait. There goes the Italian thing now. I'm the one that's got to stick the place up. Huh? Hey, you know what? What's this? You know?
Tony, good to see you. God bless you good health to you. And we'll see you here again next year.
Yes. God willing, I will be here.
Yeah, same time, same station.
Yes, sir.
Tony Sanfilippo.
Tony Sands.
Sands.
The Sands of Clearwater Beach.
Okay. I forgot the S on the end of sand. You will forgive me, I know. I need to go talk to some more people.
Yes, why don't you?
I'll do it.
I need to go home and feed Dad.
Good. Have a good night.
You be good, John.
Take care. Sleipnir's Comet John is me, and can I keep it for a little longer? Can I keep it for a little bit longer? Okay, cool. I'm going to go back here and talk to one of the most important people. Who do I need to talk to?
Oh, you need to talk to that young lady talking to Miss Bosniak there. You need to talk to her. She's a former Playboy bunny.
Oh, the one with her head is to the back of us?
No, she's actually got her hand up to her chin and a glass in her hand, glasses.
Huh. Off to the right?
Yes, the one with the blonde hair.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Who is that?
That young lady there is probably one of the most prolific members of the Playboy industry. And because I have been, I cannot remember her first name right this second.
That's okay.
But you need to talk to her.
Okay, I will go talk to her.
Please.
Okay? Cool. That's the voice of Dr. Chuck Stevens. Don't go away. I want to talk to you. Okay. Hello. Hi there. How are you? Do you mind if I be rude and just barge into the middle of this?
No, not at all.
Okay. That's, do your name again?
Amy Newman.
Amy Newman. And you are?
Krista Lynn.
And you are Dr. Chuck said, I need to talk to you, but I don't know anything about you, so I don't know where to start the conversation.
Okay.
So you can prime the pump with why I want to talk to you.
Okay. Well, I was with WFLA when I was 13 years old.
And really?
Started doing the Rowdies Hour with Big Jim Galogli and worked for the Tampa Bay Rowdies for quite some time. And
you were 13?
13.
Really, 13?
13 years old.
Wow, you beat me by 3 years. I started at 60.
Did you?
Rodney Marsh was,
Rodney Marsh.
Yeah, and Farouk. And, oh, I love them.
Mike Connell.
Nice.
Yeah, great times. Great times. Dougie Warwick, all the rest of the crew. We had a great time. And then from there, I left the radio. I had my first internship at Channel 8 with Bob South and Mike Berry and a very young Gail Sarens.
Just I remember.
Yeah.
Very earliest days with Gail when she was an intern at Channel 8.
Yep. Barrett, and she just graduated from FSU.
Yeah.
And that was my first internship, was at FLA TV. And I left there, went to CBS Sports, and worked college football in production for quite some time. And from there, I got a little job here at Vision Cable, which is now Bay News 9. And went in from Bay News 9. I got some jobs up in Toronto. I covered the Blue Jays for quite some time for a CFRB standard. And worked down here at WFNS, WFLA, again with Rock Riley, who I adore. Love Rock.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yep, great guy. And from there, I was working for CBS Sportsline, Sports Fan Radio Network, did some work for ESPN, and been a little bit of all over the place. So, yeah.
Well, he mentioned also something about Playboy.
Yeah, I had a couple stints with Playboy. They're a great organization. I'm still proud to be affiliated with them.
And, what do you do?
You know, all these years, at any time that a girl is either, you know, involved with them as a Playboy bunny, which I was at the St. Pete Club back in the days. I was working at a bank during the day, and I had to sneak into my bunny costume. But at those times, you know, you left the bank at 3:30 in the afternoon, so you could sneak into bunny costume and heels and get down to the Playboy.
You still have your heels in the closet?
I think they're buried someplace, yeah.
I don't know how any woman could wear those heels.
It wasn't the heels. It was the outfit itself, the corset itself. Because back then it was just satin, but it was a cover over. There was a wire band, wire undercups, and a wire band that goes through the satin. So, you know.
That hurt.
It hurt. And you could not lose a pound. You could not gain a pound. It was, you know, and it was very strict. I mean, you know.
I want you to know that I love women. However, I wouldn't want to be one for that.
For that reason?
Yes, right.
But it was a lot of fun. And I only did it for a short time because I got a better opportunity up in Gainesville. But, you know, it was fun. And then later on in about the mid-80s, I did some modeling. And I was with another girl. She was asked to be in the magazine. And then they did a pictorial for me and got to be one of the girls of Florida, and I got to be in another pictorial down the road, and it was a lot of fun.
That's really a wonderful life, and still looking forward to another zillion 463 trillion years of exciting stuff in your future.
Absolutely. Every day is an adventure.
So what are you doing exactly right now?
Right now I work for a large corporation, and I do a lot of charity work. I work with breast cancer. I do a large children's Christmas party every year. I stay very active in the community, and, you know, just a warrior and loving it.
You're a lawyer.
A warrior.
Warrior.
But I did just get my master's degree, and I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. So.
Now, when you say the charity work, what does that involve?
Anything from breast cancer fundraisers.
And that's through your work with that corporation.
Yes, I do work with the corporation in that respect, and then also I do a Christmas party for 150 children every year. I don't know who they are, but we get them Santa Claus. They do karaoke, face painting. We get them gifts. They are allowed to invite their parents, their grandparents. So that's a big thing for me every year. We purchase the toys for them, do a lot of things, you know, as far as that goes. Every year I do that. And just involved in some other community activities, dinners, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, the reason I asked the question is, for 23 years, I did Walk and Talk and Chew Gum at the same time, radio for CBS, freelance here on Tampa Bay, and a lot of other stuff. I won't go in that direction. But I'm always asked, What was your favorite story? And I don't have a favorite story. I have only more memorable ones. And Dr. David L. Vesely, MD, PhD, here in Tampa. Amazing, amazing breakthroughs in cancer with heart hormone peptides, all natural. The nastiest of human cancers, dead as a doornail in a petri dish within 24 hours, and in mice within 2 to 4 week treatment periods from the mid 80 to high 90 percentile range. Again, the nastiest of human cancers, dead as a doornail. He is known within the cancer research industry around the world, and as soon as he was recognized what he had discovered, his funding has dried up. I'm sorry, but cancer is big, 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 big money. And by hook or by crook, we got to get that guy off of stuck. Yeah. He's just a marvelous, wonderful human being. And with that, I'm going to stop pumping you with that because there's nothing we can accomplish in the next 30 seconds. But if your major corporation's ever interested in finding out who this man is and helping to back what he does, that'd be really cool.
You find a way to get in touch with him, and you give me a contact, and I'll definitely look into it. I have a friend right now that's going to be opening a very large pharmaceutical company down here very soon, first of the year. And we're also trying to get involved with a medical marijuana issue as well. And hopefully, we can dry up some of these loopholes that were in the wording and get this passed through legislation. There's so many people out there, and particularly, the baby boomers that are coming along and very young children that are in desperate, desperate need of this.
Yes, sir, I understand. I agree wholeheartedly. If you're suffering, and if Drano helps you, the government should get out of the way and let you have it. However, certain things don't belong in the Constitution. The Constitution is for government structure, not for statutory stuff. And whatever I can do to be helpful in promoting driving a baseball bat over the skulls of these legislators to get it taken care of statutorily, count me in, because it needs to be done.
I think so. I think we're ready for it. Like I said, the verbiage had to be cleared up here. We have a lot of elderly people that are, very rigid in their thoughts, and I can appreciate that, But like I said, if the proper verbiage is placed in front of the citizens and they see the results, the direct results of how the suffering stops, whether it's a person with breast cancer and they have to go to chemo treatments, and it's God-awful. I've sat through many of these. I've held hands and how sick and nauseous, and even for a man when he has to have prostate cancer taken care of through radiation treatments, and how sick and nauseated they get. If you see this enough times, you have to understand. A little girl that has 200 seizures a day, and she's only 2 to 3 years old, and one drop of marijuana-based oil, cannabis-based oil, can relieve her symptoms to where she only may have a couple seizures a day. It's a godsend. It's a miracle, and something that we have to look at.
I wholeheartedly want to do whatever I can in my own small way to help through the mass media, any which way I can, simultaneously while relieving the pain and the suffering. By hook or by crook, we've got to get Dr. Vesely off of stuck, because even with breast cancer, the cure rate is phenomenal, and he's got to get into human trials. And
radiation is so harmful. It's so lethal. You're literally cooking somebody's inside. So if we can find another way to alleviate that from happening, that's something we need.
And before we leave, if you don't give me a business card, I'll be terribly upset. If you don't get a note from your husband saying that it's okay for me to be in love with you, I'll just go home and cry. But it's good talking to both of you. Last words, anything you want to say, blank check.
This has been a wonderful reunion for a lot of very cool people to come in and join us today. This is one of the best reunions ever, and it's been really exciting to get to know you and you and everybody a little bit more.
I'm really glad you got a chance to meet me, too. I'm sorry.
The radio world is a very, very small community. No matter how far you go in this world, we've all been around the block around here a few times, and I think we're a very tough little community, and I'm grateful to be part of it. They're great people.
It is really weird. I knew what I wanted to do when I was 5 years old.
Right.
Somebody was dumb enough to give me a paycheck at 16. A couple of times I've been in the wrong place at the right time and found myself on the outside looking in, but I have refused to take no for an answer, and it's something I will die with a microphone in my hand. So it's just something that gets in your blood.
It is, definitely. And like you said, I was very young when I figured out. I was actually doing the president's physical fitness test, and I got very mad that I didn't pass it when I was in sixth grade. And from that day on, I made physical fitness and sports. Just they took precedent. I grew up at my home was I watched Wide World of Sports and every college football game on Saturday afternoons, and I watched baseball with my dad, and so it was in my blood for many, many, many years. So
you are again
Amy Newman,
formerly with
95 YNF XTB Mix 100.7 Warm.
It's still on the radio deal.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I haven't been on the radio in 9 years.
Oh.
I've been on internet radio for WDIZ in Orlando. They had they brought back that station on the internet, and I did it for free for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't been paid in nine years.
Well, we got to get you back in the business as well if you love it.
I do. I do love it. I would like that.
Well, you need to have a brainstorming get together with a whole bunch of people who are on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
We're trying to find a way to profitably get you back involved in the business again.
We need a baby boomer radio station down here. I think it's time. I think it will get sponsored by a lot of people, and I think it's much needed. And I think the people of Tampa Bay would love that. I mean, and I think it's time. It's something that could be put together, and I think it should happen.
Yeah, but I'm not old enough. I don't look a day over 19, right?
That's it. 21 at best.
Exactly. No, 19. Every July 5th, I get myself a little tiny birthday cake. On the top, it says, John is 19, in big letters, again.
And that's why you look so young.
Oh, thank you. And you are again?
Crystalline.
And you are, I won't ask you the whole schmeal again. Do you have a business card on you?
I don't, but I will get you one.
Get a napkin. Write your name, your telephone number, and all that good stuff, and I will call you this week. We'll see what we can do to make stuff happen. And do you have a card?
No, I don't. I will have to get a napkin for you.
Oh, good. That's great. Because and honestly, your husband has nothing to worry about. I'm a moral guy, but whatever we can do to help people, you need to get some synergy going here so as to make something happen. And with that, I'll shut up and go away. Find yourself napkins. Write the stuff down. And we'll go from there, okay?
Thanks, John. It was great talking.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Radio St. Pete, I'm John Sipes, and I think we're about reaching that witching hour. What time is it? As Joe, oh, look at this. Look at it, perfectly timed, 1:459.
What a great job, John Sipes. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. I enjoy doing this each and every year. Yeah. And Joe Bordeaux is you're the founder, you're the president, you're the chief cook and bottle washer of Radio St. Pete. A marvelous, a wonderful idea. You know, I didn't get to talk to was Rick, but he talked earlier though with someone else.
Yes,
Rick over there.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yep.
So his voice has been on, and with that, I will stop.
Well, great. Well, thanks to you. Thanks to Dr. Chuck Stevens, as well as Roger P. Shulman. Any other anchor men here this afternoon that I missed? I mean, it was a terrific 3 hours of entertaining conversation and radio. Do you have any idea where the 10th anniversary Tampa Bay radio reunion will be?
Don't have a clue. Bill Swisher is in charge of that. He's a committee of one. And I want him to have it down closer to where I live so that we don't spend the top of Tampa Bay.
Exactly.
And even though they've been very, very nice here at Fridays to give them a free plug.
Oh, absolutely.
Good people. And the servers have been wonderful. And all the company's been terrific, including yours, Joe.
Well, thank you. It has been a big crowd as well. So yeah, it was clearly a success, and people flew in from really all over the country to be a part of this group again.
Good. Good. Radio St. Pete.
Thank you, John Sipes.
Have a wonderful evening.
I will tune in tomorrow on 970 WFLA.
Oh, cool. I'll be
news.
There.
All right. Great. Thanks. Great. Thank you. Thanks to everybody who made this an entertaining 3 hours on RadioSt.Pete.com. Well, we're about an hour away from our Saturday night beach party. We'll play three decades of great beach music from 6 until 12 midnight tonight, the era of some of these radio men and women from the 60s and 70s and early 80s tonight on Radio St. Pete. We welcomed a new show today for the first time, debuting called St. Pete Saturday, and that will air every Saturday at 12 noon. We were actually, John, on remote from two different places in Tampa Bay today with this internet radio station. And coming up, a number of important items and programs, our Suncoast Tiger Bay Club luncheons. We have a couple more of those. And tomorrow morning, on Sunday morning, we'll replay a lot of our talk content from this past week. So you'll have an opportunity to hear the former mayor of St. Petersburg, Rick Baker, who was on earlier this week with Dean Logan. And we'll also hear the election recap with Adam Smith and Dr. Susan McManus, recorded on Thursday at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club at the St. Pete Yacht Club. That will also be after 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Also at 9:05, we want to let you know about a regular weekly program that we have begun, which is, I call it real-time history. We bring you very, very old Meet the Press programs, and we try to make them timely to what is happening in real time. Tomorrow you will hear Richard Scammon, who back in the day was one of the top election experts on electoral politics and research back in the 1960s. He will be commenting on what happened in the 1960 presidential election when John F. Kennedy defeated Richard Nixon, and you will hear his comments coming only 4 days after that presidential election. We'll have that for you on Meet the Press tomorrow morning at 9:05 Eastern Time on RadioSt.Pete.com. So for now, we'll thank everybody who appeared on the show today. We probably had 75 or 80 different voices from Tampa Bay radio and television over the last 50 years, including some of the engineering people that made it all happen over those years as well. We've come to you this afternoon live from TGI Fridays in Oldsbar on Hillsborough Avenue for the last 3 hours. So for now, we'll just simply say thanks for listening. This is Joe Bordeaux returning you to our studio.